we can get the news in detail from Vivian Trainer.
The Taoiseach Simon Harris will meet the Prime Minister of Spain, Pedro Sanchez, in government buildings later today to discuss efforts by both Spain and Ireland to recognise the state of Palestine. Tommy Mescal of our political staff.
This will be the second time this week that Taoiseach Simon Harris has met with his Spanish counterpart Pedro Sanchez. They met yesterday in Warsaw at a summit hosted by Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk. Pedro Sanchez is due to arrive at government buildings in Dublin this afternoon for a bilateral meeting with the Taoiseach. Topping the agenda will be efforts by both Spain and Ireland to recognise the state of Palestine. Both countries have also requested that the European Commission review whether Israel is complying with its human rights obligations under the EU-Israel Association Agreement. Tommy Mescal, RTE News.
The Israeli Defence Minister Yoav Gallant has said that Israel would respond directly to any attack by Iran. Tehran has threatened reprisals after several of its military personnel were killed in an airstrike on its embassy compound in Syria earlier this month. The United States has restricted the movements of its diplomats in Israel. The Israeli military spokesperson, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, said Israel was on high alert both defensively and offensively.
The state of Israel is being attacked by Iranian capabilities from Yemen, Iraq and Syria. I think on a weekly, if not almost a daily basis, in some way or another. And our defence systems intercept these threats. Still, we are prepared and are on high alert both defensively and offensively.
The Russian President Vladimir Putin has said that attacks targeting Ukraine's energy infrastructure are part of Moscow's objective to, as he put it, demilitarize the country. Russian missile and drone strikes destroyed a large electricity plant near Kyiv yesterday amid the implementation of rolling blackouts in Kharkiv. Ukrainian government advisor Yuri Sak said there's the prospect of an energy crisis in central Ukraine.
That power plant now has been destroyed completely. So what we are facing right now is a prospect of a severe energy crisis in central Ukraine. And of course, other parts of Ukraine have also been target of this another terrorist missile attack.
The Minister of State at the Department of Transport, Jack Chambers, has said a significant improvement in the enforcement of driving laws is required. It comes as the Garda Commissioner, Drew Harris, said all uniformed Gardaí had been directed to conduct 30 minutes of high-visibility roads policing operations per shift. On RTE's Primetime, Mr. Chambers also said he will bring recommendations on reforming the Road Safety Authority to government this summer. He said matters such as the structure and funding of the RSA need to be examined.
Like all organisations, we need to look at structure, we need to look at the systems that they have, and we need to look at the funding model that they're underpinned with. So I think they will need reform and renewal as well, and I'll be bringing recommendations to government this summer.
Mushroom, vegetable and fruit growers who say they're dependent on third country workers have described increases to mandatory wage rates as unsustainable. Prior to January, workers from outside the European Economic Area received a minimum wage of almost €23,000, which has since increased to €30,000 with further increases ahead. The Department of Enterprise, Trade and Employment said the increases in wages were to ensure economic migrants have a sufficient means to live here. Two houses have been evacuated and a third road is being closed due to flooding at Loch Funchna in County Roscommon. Two local roads are already closed and a regional road is closing tomorrow after extended lake flooding reached an area near Curraboy. The road will close this morning with diversions and is expected to remain closed for 2 to 3 months. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Create a modern minimalistic home decor look and warmth in every room with Grant Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
Mostly cloudy and misty to begin, with outbreaks of rain and drizzle mainly in the west and northwest. Some brighter sunny intervals will develop this afternoon, mainly in the Midlands and east. Highest temperatures of 13 to 16 degrees, warmest in the east with moderate to fresh south to southwest winds.